This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Nathan Barrancan, who's a spokesperson for Attorney General of California, Bill Lockyer. Welcome to Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today.
Thanks, Mark. Glad to be here.
We're going to talk very briefly about the two cases that are pending against the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, which is the governing body of the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which was set up in November 2004 to spend $3 billion on stem cell research in California. Well, from your office's point of view, what's happening with that case, those cases right now?
Well, since the voters enacted Proposition 71 at the last election, the bonds that would create the funding for the purpose of conducting all this stem cell research have been held in abeyance. They've been stalled by virtue of the litigation that exists in Alameda County and now in Sacramento County.
Okay, before we talk about that, by virtue of what exactly is it that the pending legislation keeps those bonds from being issued? Is it a legal matter, a political matter? Whose rules or whose decision relates the existence of the litigation to the non-sale of the bonds?
Well, the marketability of the bonds is determined by the market itself.
Okay.
There's no particular legal rule or legislative rule that guides that principle. What determines whether a bond will sell on the market is whether there is a market available to buy those bonds.
Okay.
And the existence of litigation can sometimes cast a sufficient shadow over those bonds to make them unattractive.
Okay, and the decision about going to market with the bonds, does that reside with the treasurer of California, Phil Angelides, or with a committee, or with whom?
It's a collaborative decision. The treasurer is the person who makes the final, ultimate decision on whether to go to market, but he relies on the advice of the attorney general and others before making that decision.
Okay, and what's the latest you've heard from the treasurer's office about their thinking on that?
Well, I can tell you that the existence of the lawsuits have clouded the marketability of these bonds, and so our objective in trying to consolidate these lawsuits is to get a judicial resolution as quickly as possible so that the voters' will can be enforced once and for all.
So the point that you're making then is that until both of those cases are resolved, it's probably not going to be possible to go forward with the bond sale.
Well, I don't want to say that,
right.
But it does make it more difficult to go forward with the bond sale with these lawsuits still outstanding.
Okay. Now, where are you going to be arguing what to whom about why those cases ought to be consolidated?
In the first week of August, we'll be in Alameda County Superior Court arguing a motion which seeks to consolidate the two separate cases in one courtroom. The purpose of that motion, as I mentioned, is to bring the cases together so that a complete judicial resolution, can be reached as quickly as possible.
Okay, now, is it within the authority of the Alameda County Superior Court to order the case transferred from the other case from Sacramento County Superior Court, or do the two courts have to agree, or does a higher authority have to agree? What's the procedural jurisdictional situation regarding that consolidation?
You're getting into an area of civil procedure that I'm uncomfortable giving you a definitive answer, but as a practical matter, the motion's before the Alameda Court. It's going to be up to the Alameda Court judge to make a decision.
Okay, and again, what's the argument in terms of the similarity of substance that you're going to make before the court there to convince them that they ought to consolidate the cases?
Well, without getting bogged down in the details,
right,
the fundamental issue is this. Prop 71 was an initiative passed by the voters in order to fund stem cell research. Both of these initiatives seek to raise questions about the legitimacy of that voter initiative. That in that way, they are directly related, and we think they can be resolved together.
And this is a matter for the court in Alameda, not for the parties at interest here, because I've spoken to the attorney for the Sacramento case, David Llewellyn, and he says that while he supports the other case, which is being brought by Dana Cody, he does not want to be consolidated with that case. What impact does the desire of the to-be-consolidated parties have in making that decision?
That's going to be up to the court to ultimately decide.
So they can argue that they don't want to be consolidated, but the choice is up to the court, essentially.
Correct.
Okay. And tell us the date again for this event.
I think it's August 4th, Mark.
August 4th. Okay. Well, that's about 3 weeks. We can look forward to talking to you then again and seeing what the court decides.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Okay, bye.